the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, The Taming of the Shrew. Kiss Me Kate, a great episode of Moonlighting, and 10 Things I Hate About You. What do these three things have in common? They're all better than the source material, The Taming of the Shrew, written by William Shakespeare. Approximately around 1597, according to the book that I'm using. Here's the thing. Play opens with this induction, a framing device, where they establish that a character is being made to believe that he's a royal man, and these players come along, and the guy who's playing this trick on the guy says the players will put on a play for the guy and make him watch theater because he's never seen theater. It'll be a funny little jest. And so the play within the play is actually the Taming of the Shrew story, but we don't ever really go back to that framing device, save for one small line at the end of Act 1, Scene 1, where Sly actually says, "'Tis a very excellent piece of work, Madam Lady, would 'twere done." That's sort of the end of that framing device. I just have a real problem with that. In addition to it being oddly misogynistic, I think, and maybe I'm misreading it, but man, I mean, the Taming of the Shrew pretty much means, being a jerk to her. Basic storyline is that, Baptista, has these two daughters, Katharina and, Bianca, and a lot of people are into Bianca. Everybody loves her, she's, everybody's courting her, but Baptista has this rule where, until, Katharina, the older daughter, is married, no one can woo Bianca. That's how he sets it up, and that's the deal. Petruchio comes to town intent on marrying someone worthy of him, money-wise. It's a lot about money with him, but also, you know, he's into the love thing a little bit. And he hears of Catherine, and the tale's told that she's this great lady, but is this shrew and is rough and everything, and he falls quote-unquote in love, and maybe actually in love, but it's, I think, more of the dollar signs than the little hearts. He goes to Baptista and says, "I'm going to marry her, no problem, let me talk to her." He talks to her, she's shrewish to him, he's got this plan where he's just going to turn everything she says into a positive, and so when Baptista comes back, he says, "Hey, it's great, she agreed to marry me, though she doesn't want to say it out in public because she needs to, you know, maintain it. So the marriage is on in a week, it's all good, let's get that straight, taken care of." Kate's kind of blown away by this. Bianca and her many, many suitors who have actually conspired to come to Baptista as scholars and teachers so that they can teach Bianca and be near her and woo her in private without him knowing. They are aware that they can actually kind of woo Bianca now at this point. The wedding is about to happen between Petruchio and Kate, and Petruchio shows up effectively looking terrible. He's running late, he's drunk, he's you know, awful at the ceremony, and is I guess man-shrewish, in an effort to give Kate a taste of her own medicine. Despite the near chaos of that and everyone saying maybe she shouldn't get married, goodness gracious, Petruchio marries her, and then before they can do the reception, he says, "Well, you all drink, have one on us, we gotta go, I gotta take her, we got things to do, she's gotta come with me, we're off." And he goes and takes her back to his place where he's mean to her, he's mean to the servants, he's awful to everyone in general in an effort to both keep her awake and not let her have any food in an effort to break her down and break her spirit and effectively tame the shrew. As this is going on, Bianca's suitors are pursuing her, and ultimately somebody gets her. Honestly, the Bianca subplot I really just didn't care about. And I kind of wasn't really into it because, I mean, Petruchio is obviously designed to break this woman, and this woman is broken, and because ultimately what happens is that Bianca does get married, and there's a mistaken identity thing, and a final reveal that the suitor's father finally shows up, and he's had someone else pretending to be him, and it's a mess, and it's confusion, it's chaos, and ultimately everything works out because it's a comedy. But Act 5 finds the men sitting around smoking those proverbial cigars while the women are off chatting, and Petruchio says, "Well, let's have a wager. Let's see whose wife is most obedient. Whoever succeeds gets 100 pounds or 100 crowns or something." So they all think, "Oh, yeah, that's funny. You know, there's no way you're going to win." Everybody fails except for Petruchio, who's Kate comes and, you know, is very obedient, and Petruchio dispatches her to get the other women to come back, and... ultimately, he seems to have tamed the shrew. But it's everybody seems happy and joyful about that. The other women are not too thrilled with that. And I think maybe the last two lines sort of give you a sense that maybe this isn't as all rosy in Petruchio's eyes as you may believe. Hortensio says, "Now go thy ways, thou hast tamed a cursed shrew." Lucentio responds with, "'Tis a wonder, by your leave, she will be tamed so." And I want to believe, I really do, I want to believe that there's more to this than women need to be obedient, and the way to get them obedient is to treat them like dogs and terrible, not even like dogs, because I think you should treat your dog very well, and just awful. Not a fan of this. Some good lines, you know, obviously the Kiss Me Kate, and their sparring is kind of good. I particularly like Kate's line that asses are made to bear and so are you, which I think is a nice little Shakespearean insult. But I have to be honest. I liked Hortensio's feeling that kindness in women, not their beauteous looks, shall win my love. I like that. I think that's good. But the scene where Petruchio says to Catherine that the sun is the moon and the moon is the sun and that sort of confusion, honestly, and I know this is going to sound terrible, after seeing the moonlighting episode, I wanted to see that scene and not this scene. The moonlighting episode's much better. I don't know what to say. Sorry, Shakespeare. I think Glenn Gordon Caron and his crew with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd did it better. So, I don't know. And as I said, with the induction and the setup, you never go back to that. I got it. You know what? I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it like it is. I'm disappointed in the taming of the shrew. And while I appreciate that this wouldn't be in the play, I'm a huge fan of the moonlighting line of "Lord, how I hate iambic pentameter." The complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by me, Kevin Hannah.